I think, you know, I'm concerned about some of the payments that we are behind. And actually, recent, you know, in terms of what the money has been borrowed for other stations from other places to pay some, for example, our tower and other expenses like Silverstein and all that. But this budget doesn't consider all of those, but we are going to, and since I don't trust the fundraising projection the way it is, the way it has been, would be fulfilled, I'm really concerned about the budget. And that concern. And also, for example, we are not considering also election money for the next year election in this. And that is a real concern. And so how are we going to manage and survive if we cannot count for all of those and try to raise the money for it? Or we don't have the plan to do it or a projection of how we can do better than this. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that's valid. And speaking for myself, there is a scenario of if the income really tanks from these expectations, what happens? And it's not something that was thoroughly talked out at all. And I think that we have a scenario where the income, you know, the income targets may be met and they may not be met. We don't have a lot of discretionary expenses left.
Yeah.
So, you know, what happens? I'm leaning towards, I think we've made a real good start tonight, and in many ways this budget is in better shape than I may have thought coming into the meeting. But I think there's plenty of good reasons to get some accompanying documentation and think about it a bit and give it a little bit of time on the 24th. I mean, in my perfect world, we get all of this done by September 30th, but I don't think we're going to. And I think it might benefit from a little more examination. I don't think the modifications that the committee would make would be that severe. I think we've already talked through the CPB item, and the others are not significant amounts of money. But the issues of contingency plans might factor in here. So unless someone strongly objects, I think we might be looking at a continuation to the 24th.
I agree with that.
That's fine.
So,
yeah? Any strong objections? Okay.
And send them to me. So that I can prepare whatever, and you know, so that you can be, you know, you have the answers before the meeting. So once you get to the meeting, you can, you know.
Yeah. I will do that, Berthold. I think we would like to look at whatever premium documentation there is. I do think that we want to hone in a little on the CPB figures.
Uh-huh.
Although we have, you know, come up with a way to reconcile that if it turns out that we want to lower them, which is good. I think that would be helpful. Yeah.
And we also need to make sure that there's sufficient for the election, because we postponed it once, but we can't do that again.
No, for sure.
So you're talking about extra $4,000, right?
That's about what we're talking about, yeah, because the station has less members than the California station, so it doesn't cost as much. And that's a fact. So I think we can find that.
Yeah, 4,000.
Yeah, it's not. Okay. So are there any other things that people want to point out that Berthold could provide some preparation on before the continuation in the next week? Because as much as we can give him that info now rather than 5 minutes before the meeting, he'll be grateful.
Manny,
yes.
I have a question.
What?
Did I hear you correctly that the full election is 4,000?
No. We were talking about the increase that we thought was appropriate over what's already in the budget.
Increase. I was shocked. Okay. I thought it was something that I missed.
Manager, I have about 18,000 for the election, but they are saying, the committee is saying that I should add that another 4,000 to bring it to about 2022.
Yeah, no, I understand that. That's fair.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. We just thought it was trimmed a little more than maybe we could get away with.
No, I thought something I had missed in the middle. So I said 4,000. What's 4,000? But okay, thank you.
Just as a conversational.
Tracy.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Just one little bit of information here. Bertold is budgeting the full percentage of central services for both the national office and archives. Sure. 17 and 2.5% respectively. In 2013, we were accruing a lesser amount based on the previous CFO's directives, apparently. So this is a change, and I don't know the history of why it was reduced to 7.2 and 2.5%. But for this budget purposes, it was at a full percentage of 17 and 2.5%.
Yeah, that's correct. I can clarify. This committee had played a role in that 1 year reduction, which I think was done in 2011, maybe 2012. I'm not sure. Basically, it had to do with reality based budgeting, and we were trying to keep the national office budget.
Realistic.
In touch with the actual central services that could be expected, because BAI was not paying them consistently. So we thought, well, if we use a budgetary system that assumes less money from BAI, we'll be less inclined to end up with numbers that don't hold up. But on a principal basis, all five stations should be submitting proportionally. That's the goal, and that's what we want to achieve. And if BAI is a smaller station that pays full central services on the revenue that it receives, that would be the better goal. So I'm in favor of that.
Thank you.
Okay. So I think we're pretty good. Thank you, Bertold, for coming and preparing all the documentation. Much appreciated. And hanging into the whole meeting.
Mm-hmm. By the way, one of the things we expect, like I know Manjay expressed that concern about old bills going into the new year, so that, you know, we're going to be short of cash. We're hoping that the CPB money that comes in, when it comes in from the previous year, would go towards paying back the national office for some of the money that they put up for us.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Can I ask, to the extent that we can do this in open session, I know that there was a tower deadline. Has that been dealt with?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
What was that?
I'm glad to hear that.
It was paid, yeah.
That was paid.
Oh.
The current tower payments. I was just clarifying that they had been, that the deadline was met and they were paid. Good.
Yep.
Okay. Well, unless anyone has anything further, I think that's good for tonight. Tomorrow we will shift gears to PFW.
And speaking of tomorrow, for everybody's information, I have posted WPFW's budget that was approved by the LSB into the National Finance Yahoo group. And I don't really know how to work that, but it's posted it somehow. But I'm also going to add more information tomorrow, like a forecast of the year 2013. John Hughes is on leave. Michelle Price, the acting or the interim GM, would probably be joining us and in the call.
Oh, thank you so much for that. We'll look forward to meeting her, and that sounds like a good idea.
I have a question about that.
Richard?
Yes.
Have we received a copy of the proposed budget?
Yes, it's like I said, it's posted in the National Finance Committee.
Okay.
I could email it to you guys. I'm still having a problem emailing to the group, Yahoo group. So what I did, I went to the Yahoo and posted it there. But I will send out more information by tomorrow morning.
Well, I'm sorry that you're having that problem, Raul. I mean, we're added to the group a long time ago. That's weird. Well, maybe privately we can try to troubleshoot it and get it figured out.
Yeah, I need to talk to you about that. So,
This is Manisha. I have a question. Is it possible to also, besides Yahoo group, send it to people as well?
Why I'm going to figure out with...
But I would like to get it in PDF rather than go to Yahoo.
Okay. It's an Excel spreadsheet, so...
So I can pick up Excel and add it to get it through my email rather than...
Okay, I will do that. I will send it out.
I would if you send my things to directly. Thanks.
Okay, terrific. That would be really helpful. Because that's another budget that is accommodating a whole bunch of transitions, so it's not simple.
Thank you.
Okay.
And like I said, it's going to be a really rough budget because I was working with it with John Hughes and Michelle. I just sent it to Michelle yesterday, the budget, so she needs to review them, and I don't know her thoughts on that yet, so we're going to convene tomorrow prior to the meeting. So.
Yeah, well, obviously her thoughts will be really preliminary, and that's fair enough, but...
Right, exactly.
You know. But whatever they are, they can't hurt.
Yeah, I'm just giving you guys a heads up. It's going to be from a different manager now perspective.
Okay. All right, good evening, everyone. Thanks a lot, and we will meet again tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay, good night.